Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Wade Hoyt. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards third. Storti fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Storti. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Kramer scores. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Storti for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-0 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Kramer scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McNair reaches second base with a double. Miller moves to third. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller scores. McNair moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Cresses at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cress is 0 for 1 in the game. Cress takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 1 in the game. Storti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Cochran and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Cress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0 for 2 in the game. Storti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Storti reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Athletics. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Shultz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Shultz reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Athletics. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Storti takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoyt hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bishop for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 3 in the game. Levy strikes out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Shultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jenkins goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Athletics. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.